Okay, so we got to talk about this whole hype thing on YouTube. Have you seen this?
Yeah.
It's like they're changing how we find new creators.
It's a big deal, I think. Could really shake things up. This isn't like, just messing with the algorithm again. This is a whole different system built around fans, engagement, and all that.
This WebPro news article we've got lays it all out. Hype. It's all about letting viewers directly boost videos they love.
Yeah.
Especially for creators who are still, trying to get those subscribers up.
And what's really interesting to me, it's like part of this bigger trend toward media that's way more interactive. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah.
Like Twitch, viewers are right there affecting what happens live. YouTube's taking that energy, applying it to how we discover videos in the first place.
Which makes a ton of sense. Instead of just passively watching, you become a part of the journey right when a creator's starting out. So, how does it actually work? Say I'm watching, totally hooked. How do I hype it?
It's actually pretty simple. So you can only hype videos under 7 days old, brand new stuff.
Okay.
When you do, it goes onto a leaderboard.
Ah, I see.
The more hypes it gets, the higher it climbs, more visibility.
And here's where it gets really wild.
Yeah.
The article makes it clear this hype system, totally separate from YouTube's main algorithm.
Right.
This isn't about like gaming the system or anything.
It's pure fan hype. That's why people are excited. It's different, a way to cut through all the noise and support creators you genuinely love.
And not just support in a like, oh yeah, cool video way, but actually impact if people
Yeah.
see it, right?
Right. Exactly. And this is where the small creator bonus is huge. YouTube knows how hard it is for new creators to break through.
Oh, tell me about it. Like yelling into the void sometimes,
Yeah.
especially competing with channels that already have like a zillion followers.
For sure. So they've built this bonus into hype specifically to help smaller channels. So if a channel has under 500,000 subscribers, each hype they get counts for more, multiplies its impact on that
Like
leaderboard.
leveling the playing field, right? Giving smaller creators a real shot. And from what I'm seeing here, it sounds like that's what happened during the beta test.
Oh, yeah, the beta results were really something.
Yeah.
YouTube tested hype in a few places, Turkey,
Yeah.
Taiwan, and Brazil, and the response, super positive.
The article mentioned they had over 5 million hypes
Yeah.
across like 50,000 channels.
In just 4 weeks. Yeah, that's huge.
That's wild.
And you know what's even more interesting? The demographics.
Oh, yeah. How did that break
The
down?
biggest group of hypers, 18 to 24-year-olds.
Makes sense to me. My younger cousins are all about finding new creators, the ones who haven't blown up yet. They love feeling like they're in on the ground floor.
Exactly. They've grown up with the ability to interact with creators online. Like, it's just how it is. They're used to having a voice shaping things online.
And now with hype, they've got a real way to influence what everyone sees, who gets discovered. It's more than just the like or a comment,
Way more. It taps into something kind of deep, too, psychologically.
Oh, how so?
Think about how good it feels when you recommend a band to a friend, and
Yeah.
then they're totally hooked. Like, you were right there at the start. This is kind of like that, but way bigger.
Yeah, it's like you're part of their success story. The article even highlighted this with a bunch of quotes from creators and viewers.
Totally. People were saying things like, I feel way more invested, and it's like we're in this together, that community feeling. It's powerful.
And for creators,
Yeah.
especially those just starting out, knowing they have that support, that belief from actual people, it's got to be huge.
It is huge. It's empowering. Imagine pouring your heart into something you made and seeing that people aren't just watching, but actively pushing you forward,
Yeah.
championing your success.
It creates this cool feedback loop.
Yeah.
Then viewers feel connected to creators, and creators feel inspired because they know people are out there. It's not just shouting into the void.
Totally. It's like the sense of shared ownership, building something together.
Okay, so we've got this super engaged community, this system that rewards real enthusiasm, and a huge opportunity for smaller creators to finally get some recognition. But it sounds like YouTube's got even bigger plans for hype down the line. They're talking about personalized leaderboards. Like, imagine seeing what gaming channels are trending on hype or what comedy creators are blowing up.
Yeah, and get this. They're even talking about purchasable hypes.
Whoa, whoa, hold on. Purchasable. Like, fans could buy hype for creators. That changes things.
Right. It brings up a ton of questions. Like, how does hype even evolve from here? Could it become like a new microtransaction where fans can directly contribute to a creator's growth? We're already seeing that a little with super chats and memberships and stuff, but this is next level.
Totally.
Yeah.
And if that's the case, how does that change how creators and fans interact? If fans are basically micro-investors in a channel's growth.
Yeah, that's the big question. How does YouTube handle that potential shift? It'll be super interesting to watch.
For sure. And what about the algorithm? Will hype actually change what gets recommended to people? Or will it stay totally separate?
That's the other thing. It's a tough balance. YouTube wants to give fans more control, but they probably don't want to completely change how things already work.
Right. Makes sense. You know what excites me most about all this, though? It's like a fundamental shift in how we think about content creation.
Yeah.
Like, imagine a world where platforms aren't just gatekeepers, but they're helping viewers have a say in what becomes popular.
Totally. It's a whole different way of thinking about it. And it's way bigger than just YouTube. This idea of shared ownership and collaborative creation, that's everywhere now.
It really is. And hype feels like a peek into the future of that. Like a more democratic and engaging online experience.
It's an experiment, definitely. But an experiment with huge potential could change how we consume and engage with content entirely.
Absolutely. And that gets at something that's been on my mind.
Hmm.
If we as viewers are directly affecting a creator's success, if we can boost their signal, does that change how we value the content itself? Do we connect more deeply to the stories and the communities if we're more involved in building them? That's something to think about. And that's our deep dive on hype. Until next time, keep exploring.